If you feel lost and confused and overwhelmed, you're exactly in the right place. Spot right now, embrace it, surrender, and trust.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, in Bali, Indonesia, sitting down with Inez Festini. Inez, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Oh my God, I was born ready. Super excited.
So excited to have you here. Inez was just with us at our Unconventional Life Bali event. And, you know, I've gotten to follow you along your journey over the last few years and just to witness, you know, the growth that you've had in your business, which for those hearing this, I'll share exactly who she is in the world in just a second. It's been amazing to watch the transformation and to be with you in Bali. And so, you know, Inez is a holistic health coach, lifestyle coach, speaker, and founder of the company Body by Conscious Design. And, you know, she works with heart surgeons, entrepreneurs, global leaders to really help people that are visionaries, you know, reset their health, get in the best shape, and really feel truly amazing from the inside out so they can show up as their best self and be in service of the world. And, you know, I know you speak all over the world, you lead workshops all over the world, you've got many different programs, but more than anything, you know, it's this question of, as entrepreneurs and leaders, how do we resource ourselves first? And that conversation often, I feel like, doesn't get as much airtime. And I love that you are a stand for that. So for those tuning in, this is going to be full of lots of good nuggets around resourcing yourself so that you can show up as your best self and ultimately make more impact in the world. Inez, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps they might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yay. Well, first of all, I'm super, super excited to be here. As you said, we were just like finishing up the Unconventional Life Retreat, which was very impactful. Very inspiring, and you said everything important. For me, it really is one of my personal missions, I would say, to bring more light and raise the frequency of the planet, and I do that by helping conscious entrepreneurs, light workers, visionaries, by reminding them of the importance of putting ourselves first, because we are not of service to anyone if we walk around deprived, exhausted, and burned out. And I'm a little bit shocked that we are still, even in our conscious entrepreneurial community, like still in this old paradigm of hustle, hustle, hustle. It's kind of cool, like, to work 24/7. It's kind of normal. It's kind of almost, it's expected. And it's like so wrong, right? Like, it's so time we are so aware and conscious, and yay, we have these big visions and tasks, and we are completely neglecting our own needs. And we are actually doing the world a disservice by keep on living this way. And where's the fun in that anyway? Right? So yeah, that's like, I'm very passionate about that. And I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. What do you think is, you know, something that most people miss in the realm of, you know, supporting yourself or resourcing yourself? Like, what do you think is one truth that often gets overlooked, or one thing in our collective conversation that you feel is missing in this domain?
Well, I think it's all about the basic things that we keep on neglecting and forgetting and overlooking. One of the things that we all believe is that taking care of ourselves takes a lot of time, it's complicated, we are already overwhelmed, and we don't find the time and to make it work. Well, it's actually really simple. If we break it down, we need to focus on the simple basic steps, integrating healthy routines that are supportive in reaching our goals. And it's all about that. And I feel like that's one of the missing pieces that we forget to talk about more, but we need to talk more, is to keep it actually simple. It's supposed to be easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you like to say you can do it as little as 60 minutes per week, like 1 hour, like the time that you are listening to this interview, you could literally spread this out over the week and apply a lot of these principles that you teach. And give us, like, what does that look like? Someone's hearing this and they're like, yeah, like 1 hour per week, like, can make the shifts, but yet you see these results time and time again with your clients.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what you're pointing out, the 60 minutes is actually like a workout that I've created. I'm a huge fan of high intensity interval training, as you are too. I know that. And it always depends on what you would like to achieve. But if your main goal is to stay healthy, increase muscle mass, reduce body fat, like really in a healthy, sustainable way, 20 minutes, three times per week is enough. And I even say, your body needs the rest periods in between, because our muscles, they recover and grow during those rest periods, not during the exercise. And that's also something that we all miss and misunderstand, but that's a different topic. But that's actually it. My workouts are designed to be like, you can train anytime, anywhere. Most of my clients travel a lot. They don't like to go to the gym. They don't have no idea what to do at the gym. And I just make it super simple for them to stay on track. And they just like, it's very individualized, but it's supposed to be easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, many of our listeners, we have people from, you know, over 75 different countries that tune into the show, and it ranges from people in 9-to-5s to early in entrepreneurship to those that are in businesses that now feel like they're in 9-to-5s. They start creating something and now they have like all these employees and are like, I feel like I'm in a job again, to a variety of those even figuring out what they're working towards. And so what is a simple protocol that you could recommend? Like a simple, you know, and I know every body is different and more customized, but just a simple protocol that someone hearing this could start to put into action to actually increase their baseline in a few different areas.
Well, one of the most important things, or that has like the biggest impact, is your morning. Your morning is magic. Your morning sacred. And like implementing like super tiny little morning rituals are like the game changers. And I'm talking about not 60 minutes of meditation, 20 minutes of walking around and like doing all those crazy. No, it's like setting the intention. Like my number one tip is start to schedule your self-care tasks. Like you schedule your meetings, everything in your life is scheduled. Start to prioritize your self-care tasks as well. That's a game changer. So you start with the intention, on Sunday I'm gonna do a daily 5-minute meditation. I'm gonna just sit up in my bed, focus on my breath. That's like the number one thing that you can do. And then of course there are other little things. That's something that I play around with my clients, because you need to understand how you work, how you function, and what works for you. And if it's like another draining task on your to-do list, no. That it needs to excite you, like that needs to, you know, it's I call it discipline. It's not discipline.
Discipline.
Yeah. So you start to actually really like it. It's like same with the movement, with the workouts. Like I'm not crazy about my workouts. I don't love them. I would never say that. Mm. But I miss them if I don't do them for a longer time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, discipline. No, I find it's so hard to even know what registers as blissful and what registers as work. And, you know, conventional wisdom teaches us it's hard to actually read. We just get trained that we just put up with things because that creates a result, and it's okay to suffer for, you know, pursuit of a result, which is actually not true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So how do you work with your clients? If you're someone hearing this, like, how do they start to even attune to what their own body needs are? And actually know what starts to feel good for their bodies?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I always say, like, your body will tell you. Like, you know, when we talk about meditation, for example, it's like when you start to meditate and you hate it. You really, like, deeply hate it. And you keep on trying and doing, because that's what we do. We force ourselves because we need to. It's good for us. And here, I always like tell my clients, tell me, how do you feel? How does it make you feel afterwards? What's going on? And they say, you know, I'm dreading getting out of bed because I know I have to meditate. No. Okay. And then okay, skip the meditation. It needs to excite you to a certain degree. And then we find another way to bring in stillness. So they dance, for example. I have a dance meditation.
Yeah.
We do that instead. It's more fun. It's flowy. It is as soon as you feel like it's another task, it's like work and you're dreading it, it's the wrong approach. Yeah. And we need to find we will find another solution, something that works for you.
Yeah, I love that. So to zoom out a little bit, I know you're from a small town in Austria, and you weren't always on the health conscious body by design train. And so if we were a fly on the wall, you know, if we could actually see snapshots of you know, who Inez has been throughout her life to where we are now, like what would be some of the snapshots we've seen along the way?
Well, yeah, I grew up in a very small town, and I chose parents were like really struggling and challenging for me. My mom was diagnosed with schizophrenia when she was 19. My dad was an alcoholic since forever. And I kind of, and me and my sister, we basically raised ourselves in a sense. So we had like a bit, like a tough start into life. When I was turning 17, 16, 17, I developed severe anorexia. I felt like I actually wanted to vanish and disappear. And also there was this belief that once I'm perfect and once my body is like in whatever I thought is the ideal, I'm gonna be loved. I'm gonna be seen. I'm gonna be respected. I always wanted to be loved, obviously. So I somehow overcame that. And then I met my boyfriend. He helped me actually a lot through this. And when I was 25, we separated. He was my person. I saw, like, it was really devastating. I really went into a dark, dark place. And 2 months later, I got a call from my uncle, which I never talked to before, actually, from my dad. And he said that my dad, who was then in South Africa, he killed himself. Wow. And not only that, he also shot his girlfriend before. It was very, they had a fight, they were drunk on pills and whatever. So I was 25, already like not 100% stable, after the breakup from my boyfriend.
Two months later,
I was like, really, like, what the fuck is going on? And then I really went down the hill for a couple of years. I didn't know how to cope with pain, so I started to numb myself with drugs, with alcohol. I was living for the weekend. I did not want to be sober. I didn't want to be aware or awake. So I was really, really going down, and I somehow managed to finish university and did all my training. I always had like this call to like nutrition, health, like light, because I was in so much darkness and so disconnected. And then it shifted into a complete like workaholic mode. Instead of drugs and alcohol, I was working 24/7. I was responsible for 4 gym departments in Austria. 60-80 hour weeks, eating crappy food. I know you've been talking at the Unconventional Life, like we've all been there. I think we can all relate and we know how it feels. Also, on top of that, I was already building my freedom business. I was getting up early in the morning. I was working on a weekend. My holidays were like for my business. I had no social life. I was very lonely. And I remember one night I came home, I looked at myself in the mirror. I poured myself a big glass of red wine. And I was shocked because I couldn't, like, who was the person looking back to me? I discovered my first wrinkles. I was completely out of shape, chubby, weak. I did not feel my body anymore. It didn't feel like it belongs to me anymore. And I started to cry. It was like one of those rock bottom moments after my dad died. Like, this was definitely also a rock bottom moment. But I'm very grateful for this moment because it kind of forced me to have a different perspective, a point of view to like, hey, Inez, what the fuck are you doing here? Are you keeping on doing, like, do you want to live and feel like this in your life for the rest of your life? But no. And then I changed everything. And I also realized that was the moment, like, my business idea finally, I knew that so many people are struggling with the same thing. Yeah. And I had all the theoretical knowledge. I started to apply, kept on studying. I'm a never-ending learner, student forever. And yeah, and then I founded Body by Conscious Design, where I very much integrate the consciousness part as well. It's not only nourishment, movement. It's very much mindset, mindfulness, and our consciousness as well.
Yeah, talk about a moment like, you know, the double rock bottoms. And I've shared this a lot, you know, in my story at the event and, you know, through our podcast on the show as well. But it's like, you think like something like the worst possible thing happens, like you get the call from your uncle about your dad. And then, you know, it's like, it keeps going, the impact of that. And then it's like in the pit, I find, like you said, the insight gets the space to come through.
Yeah.
And I so wish, like, I'm a very stubborn person. Like, I know a lot of my moments come in the pit. And many of us that are hyper performers are also very stubborn. We are filled with so much noise that it is hard to hear unless these moments, various different shapes and sizes they come, actually have the space to get through. And so let's just like pause in that moment for a second, because I think there's so many of us that tune in, they're like, I know there's something in me and I can feel the call, but the clarity is the missing piece. Like I only had the clarity, then I could like take all the shit and then I could like get into action. So how were you able to recognize that idea and like even hear it? And then how were you able then to like get the, I'm sure once you got it, it was like, okay, now you went to like put it into action. Yeah. But even that like moment of like the not knowing of what the thing is and then hearing the clarity of it, let's just like slow that down for a moment, if that makes sense, to map it to those hearing this.
It does make sense. It, to be honest, it's just like very difficult for me to answer, because I had to get lost in such a tremendous way to find this answer. Like it hit me like a stone, like it was, but I really had to completely lose myself. And this is not something that I would recommend, but it's part of life. Like it happened to me, and like it's just part of life. And the more you experience them, the better and easier you're able to handle them. But if you feel lost and confused and overwhelmed, you're exactly at the right spot right now. Embrace it, surrender to it, and trust. For me, like that's also something like the relationship that I developed through those painful periods with the universe, and I know that I'm always taken care of. That, like, that's huge, and I would have never had, like, now this deep inner knowing that everything is going to be fine, and what you're experiencing right now is supposed to happen exactly the way it is right now.
Absolutely. I love what you just said, though. Like, I had to get really lost before I could find the answer. It's like, just say it again, like, I had to get really lost before you could find the answer. Yeah. You know, it's so counterintuitive. It's
100%.
Like complete like conventional wisdom meets unconventional life. Like it's just like, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And I resonate with that so much, my own experience. And you know, I'm curious, like from that point, you know, I know your company now like does, you know, multiple six figures, even, you know, maybe seven figures in what you're doing. And it's been just like the turning point since then, which hasn't been that long ago, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
To watch the growth that's happened so quickly. And what do you think has allowed you to catapult so quickly? Because I think there's also this common belief that it takes so much time sometimes. And not that you haven't put in like the hours and the time to make it happen, but success can actually happen just like that when alignment and clarity is present.
100%. And also, as you just said, it was really like 4 to 5 years, and it really actually took off 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the 2 years before, I was still in the old paradigm, buying into this belief, like, I need to work hard, I need to do all the things, write newsletters every single week, like all the marketing bullshit that's out there that everybody's teaching us. I did all the things. I paid all the courses, mentors, coaches, and I wasn't successful. It wasn't working for me, and it was a struggle, and I was like, what the heck? And I was questioning myself, my path, because this is not, but like, I envisioned my life with ease and flow, and I'm freedom, and like, whatever. Like, and it did not feel at all like that, on the contrary. So I reached another point where I felt like, I'm gonna leave it. Like, I'm not in for that. Like, no. Somehow then some clients appear, blah, blah, blah. The universe definitely wanted me to go on. But what I changed was completely my approach. I stopped following all the rules. Like I started to work on my beliefs, on my mindset. And I started to co-create with the universe and like manifested. And like I manifested actually everything. I always like, don't like to say manifested, but it's like, because of course, yeah. But it was like, ever since I stopped doing what everybody else was doing and tuned in and followed my own inner guidance and intuition and worked on my program, inner program, and reprogrammed it, it took off in a very powerful way, sometimes so powerful that I couldn't even believe how easy it is to be of service, attract the most amazing soulmate clients, make a bunch load of money. And, you know, and this is also those growth, how do you say, growth waves, when you like, you question yourself, like, no, this is too good to be true. Like, what do you do? And this is so important that you like keep on responding, like, no, this is my new life. This is who I live my life now. This is the version, who I choose to be. and you breathe in and you allow it, and it keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah, so good. And it's like intentional creation.
Yes.
And actually,
yes,
not being in the passenger, but being in the driver's seat in so many ways. And
yeah,
I love all that. And I'm curious, like, to go a little bit micro for a moment, like, what is your typical day look like? You know, like, if you, because I imagine the day of you, like, say back then when you had that moment, wine glass, looking in the mirror of,
yeah,
like, what that day looked like, to like what your day looks like now, mostly from like a practice and resource perspective. And I find so many of us like want to make shifts and changes, but don't actually have the model or just like actually know what it looks like. And then,
yeah,
just seeing like, yeah, I wake up at 8 a.m. and I drink a glass of water. And then I like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, can give that. And it's not a one size fits all approach,
no,
but just to actually give some distinction.
Yeah, some insight. So as you already know now, I'm a very flowy person and I'm following my joy and this most of the time. That's why I don't have typical days. I have two call days. They are set in stones. Mm. Besides that, I'm easy. But definitely there are some things that are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Speaking of my morning routine, like, I, every single morning, I do some sort of meditation, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. I do some form of movement. It's not yoga, but it's like stretching, just like, and it's also like 2, 3, 4 minutes. I'm not talking about 30 minutes here, like,
yeah,
really easy. I do some sort of detoxification stuff where, like, dry brushing.
Share about dry brushing for those that might not be familiar.
Yeah, so dry brushing is an Ayurvedic detoxification tool where you have this funny looking dry brush and you brush your skin before you go into the shower. You start with your right leg and you work your belt leg way up, and it supports the lymphatic system. It helps your body to just release all the shit that we're accumulating throughout our lives. It's a very soft approach. It's super healthy. It makes your skin soft. It's good for cellulite. It's super quick. It's super cheap. And it wakes your system up. Like, you know, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, and then I have, I'm drinking lots of water, green juice, like with super green powder when I travel. And I have a bulletproof coffee afterwards. I love my bulletproof coffee. This is like my moment of bliss every single day. And I journal. I journal, and this is like really, and I, for the journaling part, I take as much time as I need. And I really like to dive in. It's like so healing. It's like therapeutic. It's like I'm my own coach, but it's also like how I always feel like I'm creating my own reality. Yeah, with
journaling. Absolutely. So just to give like a time perspective, like from a short perspective, all in and everything you said could range from how many minutes to how many minutes?
So 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
So great. And for those hearing this that are going, you know, 9 to 5s or you have big companies or whatever it is, there really isn't, there's no excuses.
No, they're like, not. They're not.
It's,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's actually exactly what I do with my clients. I help them to find ways and loopholes and, you know, to make it work for them. And
yeah,
if it's not the morning for you, it's probably your evening. Or you can, or we bring in some meditation after lunch. You know, mm-hmm, that there are ways. There are really no room for excuses here.
Yeah.
And time, it's like we all have 24 hours. Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Any other pieces you would add beyond the morning routine that you feel like make a big difference throughout your day, or little hacks that you've learned with your clients?
Well, actually, I do like, when I feel a little bit tired in the afternoon, I do like to do a quick meditation. You can, a sitting meditation, it helps just to reboot your system.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the most crucial part is how you nourish your body. Like what you put in your body. Like it has such a huge impact on your state of being, vibration. I always talk about, also like to talk about the vibration of food and the drinks we consume. It has a direct impact on how we experience life and what impact we can have. So, and here also I need to say, because people believe I'm like this Gandhi of food and nourishment, whatever. I am not. I'm a huge believer in balance.
Yeah.
It needs to be sustainable. And I always say like 80-20, super, super awesome rule. And it's important that you allow yourself a glass of wine, a piece of pizza. It's all part, and like really learning to trust your body and understanding your body's signal, that you know what your body needs right now. And sometimes it is a glass of wine or a piece of cake, and that's cool. Generally, if you give your body what it really needs all the time, you stop craving all the unhealthy shit.
Yeah.
So it gets easier, of course.
So true. And I find it's through like restriction and deprivation that like then it's like overwhelmed in the body. Yeah. On a whole cycle, a binge cycle. Yeah.
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 Been there.
Definitely been there. I think like most people, whether it's food or not food, can relate to that in this way. And so, so good. Lastly, you know, before we move into our rapid fire round, which is the last part of our show here, anything that you would add just in your entrepreneurial journey of what it's taken to really persevere? You know, like you said, you did it for a few years, you listened to everyone else's, you know, advice, hired the coaches, did the right strategies, you know, took all the steps. And then it was actually when you tuned in more to your own compass that you then found the success. And so, any last words you could speak to on that?
Yeah, well, it really, as you just said, the most important thing is, what it was for me and what I witnessed with my clients is really that you understand that you need to put yourself first. And we need to let go of this guilt and this weird whatever is coming up when we do that actually and really relax into this being of prioritizing ourselves in a sense of that's a way for us of being of service to the world, to our loved ones. And only then are we really able to experience the success and show up and in a way that it's easy and fun and flowy.
Yeah.
And it's definitely possible, but we need to understand that we are not of service if we are not feeling at our best.
So good. Put yourself first. No excuses, everyone. Yes. Especially around the holiday time and moving into the new year's. And so let's move into the rapid fire round. And for those tuning in, Nez is going to share a little bit more about how you can take some of these practices just after this segment further in your life. So five questions coming at you. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know love.
If you really knew me, you would know that I actually don't like to speak in public.
It's ironic that us introverts that don't like speaking somehow end up on these platforms. It's really great. I ask myself that question frequently. What am I doing? very good. Next question. What is one fact that most people would be surprised to know about you?
That I was a very heavy smoker for many years.
Next question, what is one thing in your life that you're really proud of?
I'm really proud of how I was able to turn my life around and from darkness into light.
Love that. Next question, what is one tool or resource, could be a book, podcast, a course that you feel like has really made a difference in your life and I would recommend it?
You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Yeah.
Amazing. And last question, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
Following your own rhythm, following your own rhythm, dance through your life according to your own rules in a way that feels good for you.
Yeah, so good. Inez, for those of listeners that are interested in learning more about your work in the world and what you do, tell us more. I know you have all these meditations and like even free guides and awesome resources.
I do speak, I co-facilitate retreats, so I'm always happy to share, shake things up, wake people up, employees, team members, whatever. And I also am the founder of Body by Conscious Design, my program, where I show entrepreneurs how their bodies are designed to be nourished based on their individual body type, how to train in the most efficient way so you can really embody this inner warrior and have the confidence that you need to show up as your best self. Most importantly, though, I help them really to release self-sabotaging behaviors, limiting beliefs, so that you can easily shift into this healthier version and just reconnect with your body and understand what you need. And it's all about you. It's very individualized. So definitely, I'm just in the process of offering group courses as well. But reach out. I'm here, and I do have a successful self-care planner on my website that is super, super awesome. If you just want to get started, you can download it, and it will help you to kick off the self-care routine in an easy way.
Yeah, so good. And where should people go to take advantage of that, the free self-care?
Yeah, you can find it on my website, inezfestini.com.
Amazing. And the Conventional Life Race, you can head over there. Inez, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. I definitely got quite a new little nuggets and tidbits to put into my routine, and especially the dry brushing.
Yeah.
I've heard about that before, and it's like the lymphatic system is
100%.
Yeah, so good. And it is, it's literally like just brush in
And I travel with my dry brush.
Yeah.
Like there. I know.
so good. So I'll keep you updated on Conventional Lifers on how my new practice is going. We'll have you guys back on for a recap at some point. So thank you so much for tuning in on Conventional Life Family. So much amazing content coming at you over this new year in 2019. And a great way to get started is to start with yourself.
So. Yes.
Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you later.